Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Welcome to Those Forking Fangirls, where we talk all things nerdy book, TV, movie, pop culture, fandoms, and how they integrate into our adult lives. I'm Natasha.
And I'm Christine.
And today we're chatting all the different variations of vampire lore. I have my fangs in.
I have my fang noises in.
and what we like and don't like about those vampires, and which vampires that we would prefer to live as.
Well, we're doing a choose your own adventure game that I've put together, so get ready. But to join us today on choose your own adventure, we have our friend Natalie. Yay! Natalie, who are you? What do you do? How old are you? And what are your favorite fandoms?
Oh my God, one question at a time, please. Hi, I'm Natalie. I'm Natasha and Christine's longtime friend. Mm-hmm. Well, long time as in long like 3 years, Natasha. Which is long mm-hmm. for adult friendships, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And I am a content creator.
How old are you?
I'm 29. I'm married. I have 6 cats.
Oh, they're going to say kids.
Well, they act like little children. So basically, yes, I have 6 kids, cats.
Yeah. Cat lady.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Natalie has had all the fun birthday parties.
Oh, yeah. I love a good themed party. I love
the Alice in Wonderland. Was Natalie.
Yeah. Marie Antoinette.
Disney content creator.
Disney.
And yeah. She's very crafty. She helps like do all the cosplay stuff at Comic-Con.
I try.
She was our Pegasus.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I was Pegasus. I love horses. I'm a horse girl.
What mm-hmm. makes you a vampire connoisseur? Mm. What are your qualifications to be on yes. this episode?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So she's very witchy. Big,
yes. I'm not a big reader, mm-hmm. but one of the series I have read as they came out was Twilight.
There you go.
So of the 5 books I have read, more than half have been Twilight. I also watched True Blood.
We approve.
The season, like the first mm-hmm. episode to end
you were too
all
young.
The way through. Mm-hmm. I was 12.
So. I got to talk about how I rewatched the first episode of True Blood for the first time since I was 18. So much better as an adult. I was fucking scandalized out my ass when I first tried to watch that. All I could think about was like, she's giving him a hand job in the car. She's giving him a hand job.
Okay, did your mom fast forward through all those parts though?
No.
Oh my God.
No, we sat there and watched it together in
wow.
silence.
See, I watched it by myself from a link on the internet.
As you
in
should.
College.
As yeah. you should.
I watched it by myself when it went on HBO when I was 21.
Oh. Well, on HBO Go or whatever?
Yeah, back in the day. Mm-hmm. I remember See? I was at Abby's wedding and it was like the night before our wedding. It was like,
watching it. And there I was, 12, just.
There I was, 18, just like.
What's that, Mommy?
It's so violent.
It is.
Well, there's just like a lot of scandalous things. Like there's literally, we're watching them do it like rough sex. And in that first episode, we're watching him go down on her. She goes down on him. Like there's so much sex. And then Tara's accent is so intense in that first episode.
Aren't they in Louisiana?
They're
Shreveport,
in
Shreveport, baby.
Where's that?
Shreveport, Louisiana.
Well, they're okay. in Bondang or the town starts with a B.
I thought it was Shreveport.
It definitely starts with a B because she kept saying it last night and I was like, oh yeah. But it's like they call it a podunk town.
Yeah.
Many times in that first episode. All right. Anyway, We are going to be getting into our main discussion further down the episode, but as always, we're going to jump right into Snap Crackle Pop Culture News. If you do want to jump to our main discussion, there is a timestamp in the description. So if you're not interested in pop culture news and you're not interested in what we're reading, watching right now, go ahead into the description or the show notes, and that will show you how to jump ahead.
Yeah, so if you are not interested in us, period, then you can move on.
They wouldn't be here.
Just kidding. Just kidding. Anyways, it is spooky season, though, so that's why we are doing the vampire episode.
Yes. It feels like it's vampire season.
It is vampire. It's Hoa season! I just keep looking at my teeth.
Happy Twilight! I am.
Is it that obvious?
A little bit.
Right on that note, it is Ho'ahoa season, and we are walking into the 20-year anniversary of the book Twilight, the legend, the icon. Mm. And in honor of that 20th anniversary, the movies are being re-released in theaters all through fall. And I have a pretty solid theory that Stephanie is going to be dropping the long-awaited Jacob and Renesmee book. Now,
if she does,
I am so excited. And if she does, and we're not at the Twilight Forks Forever Festival, I'm still going to be excited.
She's going to be at Forks this year. I don't know if we talked about
that. Are you going this year?
No.
I don't think so.
The first time
we
ever.
We tried.
Well, no. We go every 3 to 4 years.
Literally, Kellen Lutz, Peter Facinelli, someone else was there too.
Yeah, there's a third person.
And then Stephanie, they're all going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have loved to be there this year.
Yeah, we tried, folks.
We tried.
That's all
we
can say. Oh. Anyway. Okay. They are releasing that, but why I think that she's going to release this Jacob Renesmee book. I didn't make up that book. When we talked to her in 2018, she divulged in that little interview that I got to do with her that she has 3 books outlined for Jacob and Renesmee.
Oh my gosh.
So, the other thing she talked about in that interview was that she had restarted writing Midnight Sun. And guess what? 2 years later, she dropped Midnight Sun for the 15-year anniversary. For the 10-year anniversary, she dropped Life and Death. So we're at 20. We're getting a new book, says history.
She has to do something.
She's going to do something. She's been plotting. She's been planning. She's been dropping those hints.
I just don't understand. Wait, what year was that when she told us?
2018. It was October 2018.
So it's been 9 years?
No. That's the wrong math. It has not been 9 years since 2018. It's 2025.
7 years.
Sorry.
But, okay, let me just also say that to advertise this announcement that they were coming back to theaters, they posted a poster on the Twilight Instagram that says, "Forever starts again tomorrow," or something. I was like, that is false advertising for something exciting and new. Like, I thought they were going to drop the announcement of a Jacob Renesmee book when really they were like, Twilight's coming back to theaters. And I was like, wow, that's anticlimactic for that poster.
All I got was Christine freaking out that something Twilight was happening.
Yeah, I was like, what is this? And then literally, I think 10 minutes later, Amy had posted saying it's just that they're coming to theaters.
Okay.
Let's talk about Man's Best Friend, Sabrina Carpenter's new album drop.
Yeah.
What are your favorites?
Yeah. Okay, my favorite is House Tour.
Do you want a house tour? I spent a small fortune on the wax floors.
Okay. I think it's called Tears.
Well, yeah, that's the second. I haven't listened to it a lot. I think I listened to it once all the way through. I My Man on Willpower, which is the third track. And then House Tour. And then what's the one that you like? Goodbye?
I'm obsessed with Goodbye. I've listened to it 5,000 million times. It's got ABBA vibes.
Yeah.
ABBA vibes. Why did I say it's ABBA, right?
My critique about the album is I think that her voice is layered too much. And she, sometimes I just can't hear what she's saying.
Mm. I feel like that's a thing that I have a lot with her. I don't hear it for the millionth until the I've listened a couple of times because there is a lot going on.
And then I also feel like I wanted to hear like a ballad. Like every song is like a pop. She's such a beautiful singer. Mm-hmm. And like when she sang Hopelessly Devoted to You on tour with Taylor, so beautiful. I wanted something like that.
So that's why I love emails. I'll never send or emails I can't send, I think it's called. That album is full of really heartfelt ballady songs about a breakup, and I love that album, and I feel like it's so underrated. I was looking at, you know, it's crazy. So that album debuted with 3 million listens, okay? Short and Sweet debuted with 30 million listens.
Oh my God.
And this one, Man's Best Friend, debuted with 36 million. Mm-hmm. So it's the jump from emails I can't send to Short and Sweet is astronomical. Yeah. And so many people don't know that album, but I think they would still love it because we do love a ballad from Sabrina. And I think because everyone, you know, exploded on Short and Sweet and like the poppy, sexy songs, she hasn't given us more ballads. She was just having fun with this album. I don't know if you read her Instagram thing, but she was like, so nice to just record something for shits and giggles and literally just have fun. No pressure at all. It was just me, Jack, and Amy, like, having the best time in the recording room. So, yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
Then, like, maybe the next one she'll do.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, everything is really fun on this episode. Psh, on this
yeah, bubble. I think the closest we get to a ballad is Nobody's Son. And I really like Nobody's Son.
I love Nobody's Son. I forgot about that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I felt it was just... I like it. And I've listened to it all the way through a couple times. Mm-hmm. I just think they all kind of start blending together and sounding very similar.
I think if you listen like through it more, the more you listen through, the more they separate themselves. More. But I had that this first time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The first two times I'm like, okay, wait, when does a song end and when does a song start kind of vibes. And it's very much like on brand with Short and Sweet of like you said, like that sexy,
like
pop. I'm hoping for something different next time, honestly. Mm-hmm. Maybe I've gotten too spoiled with like Taylor, like her eras, right? Like she makes very different
distinct
styles that I really enjoy. And I would like to see her push herself and do something a little bit different next time.
Yeah. I think the thing is Sabrina's been around for so long, so she has done a lot of different things, and this is what hit. So
exactly.
She's like riding that wave right now. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure she will like give us other things
because
as
I do like you mentioned, I like her older stuff quite a bit that people don't really know about. But if you just put like her radio on Spotify on
it'll mix it in.
Remix, what's it called?
The radio? This is Sabrina Carpenter playlist.
Yes, Sabrina Carpenter playlist.
Yeah.
You'll get all these songs you never heard of, and you're like, oh my gosh, is that Sabrina? Sometimes it's like, is that Sabrina?
Yeah.
And it's so good. And she has like, such a power behind her voice in these songs.
A really big transformation, I feel.
Yeah. Well, she leaned into an aesthetic, and then like that's when her music started to explode, and that's when she leaned into being sexual, and like that's when everything exploded. But anyway, let me talk about my favorites really quick and then we can move on. But so obviously Man Child is so much fun. I liked My Man on Willpower as well. Nobody's Son. And my first favorite was Goodbye. I listened to that over and over and over again. It's so much fun. And it's like, Avita say, fuck you. and then House Tour slowly grew on me. The first time I was just like, didn't hear it because it was just like so boppy. And then once you start listening to it over and over again, it's like, House Tour, I take you to the first, second, third floor. It's so catchy. I've listened to it like maybe 50 times since yesterday morning.
Catchy. Because then like things just start like you're like, whoa,
you start hearing her lyrics
and you're like a little bit scandalized.
There's so many. She's like, I promise none of this is a metaphor. She straight up says like, I promise this isn't any metaphors. I just want you to come inside and proceeds to do every metaphor in the book, like never come in through the back door.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's really fun and it's so catchy and I've been dancing around to it nonstop. All right. Moving on. Natasha, what have you got on the dock today?
Okay. There are rumblings about Bridgerton and how they're going to be filming season 5 in spring of 2026.
Okay.
So that means that they already are working on the script and all that. They've already greenlit season 5 and season 6 on Netflix. And I'm wondering where season 4, when is it going to be released? Because if they're already filming in spring.
Maybe in December.
But, like, they haven't even announced anything about it yet.
Maybe spring, then.
Yeah, so, like, yeah. So they'll probably drop it maybe, like, Valentine's Day. Maybe, and then go into filming right after that press tour. That's kind of what they did for season 3.
Okay. This was just a tidbit that I saw because Ethan Hawke was interviewed recently. But he auditioned for the role of Jack in Titanic. Yeah, it makes so much sense. Jack's vibe is totally Ethan Hawke's vibe. And I could just see him so clearly playing that role. I'm like, wow. I mean, that's why I love them both. Like, I love Leo as Jack and I love Ethan Hawke. And Ethan Hawke's vibe in, like, Before Sunrise, exactly Jack. Which is probably why I'm so obsessed with it. Both of them. They have the same vibe. Anyway, he said that I don't think I would have handled the success as well as Leo. So he's glad he didn't get the role.
Didn't he also talk about his relationship with Uma Thurman in that interview?
I only read this bit, so I don't know.
I kind of want to watch it now. For the tea.
But yeah, what else do you have? Do you have other news?
So Tessa Bailey has one of her books is being adapted, and it it happened one summer, which I've read, and they cast Nina Dobrev and Tyler Hoechlin.
I love this.
I obsessed with this. I know I saw a lot of people like were kind of upset about this.
Why?
Yeah. Because, like, she's supposed to be this, like, city girl who's, like, super blonde, who comes into this, like, fisherman town or something. I kind of forget how the whole thing happened. And he's, like, this...
Is she even blonde on the cover?
I think so.
Oh, I don't know it that well. I thought she was... I thought she looked like Nina when I was looking at it, but maybe I imagined that.
It happened... Yeah, she's blonde.
She is, yeah.
With, like... a red dress.
Well, we've been seeing this a lot. Everyone who's blonde gets turned into a brunette in the movies now because people are afraid to give blondes any roles, I feel like.
They're afraid of the blondes.
They're literally... It's no, like, I feel like they're like, blondes are not diverse.
They're take not. Take them out.
But like...
They had their
but
time.
They still exist. It's literally like brunettes are the same thing. It's a white brunettes brunette white, woman.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
A white woman. It's like, it's ridiculous.
We're less white because we have brown hair.
Like the thing is that they'll just change blonde women to like brunette white woman,
and that's supposed to be better.
And yes, it's better. Yeah. No, sometimes they do change them to like an actual diverse person, but like we do see a lot now that blondes just have changed to brunette, and like look at them, they're more diverse.
You don't like him?
I don't know.
That was a bad picture.
You don't like Tyler. Tyler Hoechlin.
He plays Superman.
You have to know Superman. He plays the wolf in Teen Wolf.
The wolf, that's him from Teen Wolf. Yeah, he's a little bit older now, but he's still
so
hot.
Well, Nina. It's just...
Him. There, he's Superman on CW.
I think them together, I get it. Like, they're both, like, have dark features.
They look more like siblings in my opinion.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe that's the issue. They look
maybe they'll give Nina a wig.
I hope not.
God, she would be terrible as a blonde.
I'm just trying to.
She's got dark eyebrows, brown eyes.
Okay. Dark brown eyes.
Okay.
Olive skin.
It's going to be
she's
fine.
Romanian.
She's going to be great. She's Bulgarian, isn't she? Doesn't she speak Bulgarian?
That's it. Yes.
Yeah.
Close.
Yeah.
That's close.
Eastern European.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's great. Nina's great. She's going to do great.
Yeah. Nina will.
She's our Elena Gilbert. All right. Moving on here. I don't know if you saw that we got a sneak peek at people we met on vacation today in like Vogue or something. And I'm just so excited for this movie. It's coming out in January. And I think we're getting close to the release of like a trailer because they're giving us these sneak peeks.
I saw it and they both look really good.
Mm-hmm. They look great. I'm very happy. Poppy's outfits were super cute.
This is an Emily Henry book that they're adapting for Netflix. Is it Netflix?
Yes.
Thank you. It's adapted. It's filmed. Me the synopsis. People we met on vacation.
People we meet on vacation. It's like a When Harry Met Sally. They're best friends, and they used to go on vacation every summer. And she had a blog that she would post on back in the day. And now she works for a really big travel magazine, and they send her on these fancy vacations, and they used to like have to scrap, you know, with all their college budgets. Mm-hmm. And something happened on one of their trips, and they haven't spoken in like 5 or 3 years. I think it's 3 years, and she really misses him, and she's in love with him. And they start talking again, and she's like, let's go on a vacation together. And she thinks that she's going to do one of her fancy vacations, but then it falls through, so she doesn't tell him that it's not for work, and they end up going to Palm Springs in the dead of summer. And
okay, I completely forgot the whole synopsis of that book.
I've read it like 4 times, so I know it pretty well. And we flip back and forth between this vacation with them like seeing each other again and like the past. We start in college, like when they met, and like their first vacation, and it's really, really great.
Yeah, you kind of see it all. It's really cute.
Okay.
I know you don't like to read, but that's a good one.
I'll wait for the movie.
The audiobook, Natalie. I mean, I watch
every single movie ever made. I know. I'm a movie girl.
Also, you know, though, the audiobook is so good with Julia Whelan. Excellent.
Natalie doesn't listen to audiobooks.
I have ADHD. I have to physically, I have to listen to the book, see the movie playing, have the book open in front of my face, and then, you know, do some kind of enchantment spell.
But like when it's a great audiobook, it's different, man. It hits different. It's like a movie.
Neurotypical people, but
I don't know. Have you listened to a really good one though?
It literally, if I listen to an audiobook, it's like someone speaking a different language. Yeah. It's like someone speaking a different language at me.
Mm-hmm. Which ones have you tried? Like a really good one or a bad one?
I try listening to your podcast and I can't do it.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's kind of different, though. It's a different, like...
But if I watch the podcast, then I can, like, you know.
Okay.
You have to have, like, 2 sensories at the same time.
Maybe on YouTube if they had, like, something going behind the audio.
That's, like, a new thing they're doing. Was it, like, the graphic...
Audio?
Audio, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean... Are you talking about the graphic audio, like...
For Fourth Wing?
Yeah, I guess they're doing it for some books now.
They do it.
They're doing
it
for a lot of books. Yeah, yeah.
That sounds nice.
But they don't have a visual. It's like it's just like lots of audio stuff happening.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
it's like
what
a it's like a cinematic.
Yeah.
Okay, the Bruce Springsteen movie, which I'm really excited about, it's "Deliver Me from Nowhere," which is starring Jeremy Allen White as Bruce Springsteen.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Debuted at 100%, which is great. It just I think debuted at the film festival.
I was like, that's coming.
Yeah. October 24th. So we're coming up on that. And this is random, but Scooter Braun and Sydney Sweeney have been now seen dating a bunch of times, which is kind of wild. She dates much older men.
Listen, I think this girl is just starting to become more and more controversial.
I'm sad about the PR she's been receiving lately. I hope it's not true.
Well, like the jeans thing.
Yeah.
And then...
I know. Registered Republican in Florida. Yeah, as a Republican. Is. Yeah. I don't know, man. Sad. It's like
is that shocking, though?
No.
No.
But the Scooter Braun thing, that's...
It's shocking.
Is it? Is it?
It's not shocking.
Is it on brand?
I just wish it was like...
It's shocking to me as...
Isn't he the one that, like...
Yes,
Taylor's
music.
Yes, yeah, that is him.
Also,
that is him.
He and he have wife that.
Yeah, right? Has kids, like three kids. I think they have.
Is he the one with Kesha, or is that someone else?
No. Okay. No, he's the one that bought Taylor Swift's music.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Also, the what's her face? Friends with Taylor dating now. She was like out seeing with Harry Styles.
Yeah, Zoe Kravitz.
Zoe Kravitz was talking. Yeah, so she was out seeing with Harry Styles, mm-hmm. and her best friend is Taylor Swift.
Yeah, but that's kind of different. They've definitely talked about it because she's recently been hanging on Taylor Swift's.
Yes, because Zoe was saying that Taylor like sent her sourdough bread last week.
But also she stayed at Taylor's house during the fires. Taylor dated him in 2014 and it was a situationship. So like it's been a long time.
They only dated for like a couple of months, right?
It was a situationship that was like, is it over now for a while? But like it was never like a solid
thing. Right. But she definitely had feelings, obviously.
Yeah.
But now she's engaged.
She's engaged.
She's in a very different place now.
It's very different. Yeah.
Very.
I think that's like a completely different thing than Scooter.
That seems like betrayal on the highest level.
Are they friends?
They're not.
Sydney, no.
But Sydney likes Taylor Swift.
Who doesn't?
All right. Next. I have to make some announcements. I'm going to be at Toledo Romance Con on November 8th in Ohio. I will have the only physical arcs of the 30 Flirty and Forever Alone that I'll be giving out before it comes out.
Oh my gosh.
Very exciting. I'll have swag. I'll be on a panel and Christina Lauren are headlining. They're going to be at Toledo Romance Con. It's free.
She's excited.
It's free. It's going to be at the Toledo Library. My mom's going to be there with me. Aww. Unless she needs to be with Olivia, because we don't know when the baby's going to be there. But it's going to be great. So if you are in the area, definitely come out. Okay. It's going to be grand old time. Next, last week, I talked about how I am going to be moderating for Rebecca Ross. And I said it was at the Grove. And Natasha was like, isn't it at Huntington Beach? And I literally just like in my head thought it was the Grove, but it is at Huntington Beach. So 7 p.m. September 6th, Huntington Beach, I'll be moderating for Rebecca Ross, who wrote Divine Rivals. And her new book is called...
Is it completely different outside of the Divine Rivals?
It is a prequel. It's in that same world.
Okay.
Yeah, but now I'm blanking on the name of it. Give me 1 second. Okay, it's called Wild Reverence, and it's a prequel to that world. So... We'll see. I am reading Divine Rivals right now and really enjoying it. So I don't think I'll be able to catch up with all her books before I get to Divine Rivals, but I'll at least have that one under my belt.
Yay.
Yes. And last on my little announcements thing, my book 30 Flirty and Forever Alone is coming out January 1st, 2026. We're getting close, folks. If you don't know, it's my first adult rom-com. She's 30 and she's flirty. And
she's thriving.
She's forever alone. She's trying to thrive, okay? And then she meets someone at a wedding. There's many weddings, themed weddings. It's a fun time. I went wild with my themed weddings and had the best time. And there's a dash of magic. And I'm just really excited for y'all to read it because I fucking love it. And there's a lot of comedy. And pre-order link is in the show notes. So... And I answer a lot of questions about it in my new YouTube Q&A that should be up by now. Go check out my YouTube channel. I posted a new video. Links in the description.
Wait, I have an announcement too.
Yeah, announce.
Okay, my sewing classes are live. I edited the entire first like 101 intro to basic sewing. So if you've never sewed before, you will by the end of that class. Natalie can attest.
Yeah. Hell yes.
Like, right before the class, like 10 minutes before, I was frantically unboxing my sewing machine that had been in my closet for 2 years.
Oh, shit.
2 years. I asked her which sewing machine to buy over 2 years ago. Bought it, threw it in the closet. She did the class. I forgot what time it was and like frantically opened it. And during the class, I learned to thread it and to do a basic stitch. Not even do a basic stitch. I sewed a whole hem. I made my teddy bear a whole ass skirt.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
A whole skirt. And ever since then, I've been sewing furiously.
I know. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, That's amazing.
Fitted like 20 dresses to my body.
Yeah.
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 So it's real.
It works.
It works.
It's real.
It's real.
And now, for a limited time, 5 payments of $19.99. You too can learn to sew like Natasha.
Check out the link in the description to Natasha's website.
Wait, I have more.
Oh, Natasha has more.
She does. So there's I added a sewing 102 class because, well, a lot of people were kind of scared to take the corsetry class. And I was like, hey, I understand that if you just started sewing. So there is a next step if you're beginning, you're like, okay, well, I want to make corsets, but how? So we're going to make a fitted top in that class. Mm. And then my corsetry class is on September 28th. And that one is going to be introduction into corsetry.
Nice.
But Natasha, what if I'm unavailable that day?
Oh, if you're unavailable that day, it's okay because I will edit down the video and it will be available for purchase. But it does go up $5. So if you can.
What?
Yeah.
What a ripoff.
No. If you get the class now and you don't make it.
You don't have to show up. You still get the video.
Yeah,
you
still
get
the video.
Okay, never mind. It's not a ripoff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's for, like, you know, like, just in case, you know, someone finds me later on down the line.
No, that's fair. I don't know why I thought. I didn't realize you could buy it now and just not show up to the live course and still get the.
Yeah, I should probably highlight that more.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now you know, folks. Now you know. Get it now. $5 less.
I have an announcement.
Hit it.
What?
I know.
What is it?
Well, I'm really excited to be here. And I'm going to Hawaii in 2 weeks.
Yay!
Woo!
Nothing career-wise. Okay. I'm doing the same thing. I mean, it's witchy season.
Yeah.
And so that's my season to threat. Though every season is witchy season.
Yeah, you're going to Hawaii during witchy season.
Don't remind me. It's not my first trip. I didn't make this trip.
All right, guys. We're going to move on into our main discussion because we only have so much time today. And we want to talk vampires. But before we do that, I want to take a second to thank all our listeners out there. Thank you so much for supporting the pod. We love having you in our community. And if you don't know, we have a visual podcast on YouTube, youtube.com/@thisworkingfangirls. You could see us and watch if you prefer that to listening, like Natalie. So go subscribe for free and you'll never miss a visual episode. And if you want to support the podcast in a bigger way, of course, this podcast is supported by viewers like you. That's why we can do it. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/thoseforkingfangirls. And we have lots of tiers with lots of fun perks. The first tier is called Team Jacob, and you get the show ad-free. You get to come to recordings and be a part of the discussion in the chat. And you get our main perk, Fangirl Tea Time, which is half an hour extra show where we do story times. We dig into deeper topics, lots of fun shit over there. And we really get to know y'all. And it's really nice. So if you want to join, the link is in the show notes. All right. If you are a patron, we're rolling right into the main discussion. If not, we will be right back after these messages. And we're back.
We're back.
We're back and we are vamped up. Do you have your fangs in, Natasha? Put those babies back in. We've got special guest Natalie here. We are going to be going on a vampire adventure. All right. So, y'all, we're about to be turned into vampires. And on the journey of talking about all the different vampire lore, we are going to choose our own vampire journey. Okay. And I want to preamble before I, like, lay out how we're starting our journey, folks. You can't choose Twilight lore for more than one thing. So choose carefully when we're moving through.
Choose carefully.
Okay. So, like, we're going to be changed. And you get to choose how you get to be changed. And we're going to go through the options and maybe we'll, like, alternate here. Discussing.
Do I need to get my vampire table out?
You can, but I think we'll just go through like these main big ones and then kind of you can shoe in any of those if they feel relevant, you know?
Okay.
But the first option for being changed is being bitten and then laying unmoving in pain, writhing for 3 days while you feel like you're being burned alive. And that's the Twilight way. The next way is to drink some vampire blood from one of your vamp friends and then they kill you and then you wake up as a vampire. That's the TVD way. Okay, Natasha, like what's the True Blood way?
The True Blood way. This one's really...
this one seems kind of nice.
Oh, I mean, does it?
Is
it?
I think it does because, like, you get a vampire parent.
Okay. So, basically, how a human becomes a vampire in True Blood is that when a vampire drains them of all of their blood and then forces them to consume some of their blood, the vampire's blood, and then you have to be buried together in the ground for a full day and night.
Yeah.
After this process, the human will die and rise as a newborn vampire, creating a sacred bond and a strong sense of obligation between the new vampire and their maker.
Yeah, so they're like a little family.
But you don't have a choice.
Well, if unless you told me a choice, you wanted to be a vampire. Well, what if
your maker's evil and then
yeah, that would be bad. Yeah. But, you know, you got to take risks. You don't know who your maker's going to be in Twilight either. They might be Carlisle or they might be Arrow.
But in Vampire Diaries, it's your friend.
Or it's not your friend.
It's your friend.
Not always.
It could be just a random. And you're left alone and confused and rampant. And
then you die.
Yeah, and then, like, Damon kills you because you're a nuisance to society.
Wait, did we talk about vampire? Yeah, because, literally, like, they'll drink the blood and then they'll get their head snapped and then they wake up and they're a vampire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that seems the Vampire Diaries way. Of the three.
Yeah, because in True Blood, you do have to be drained of all your blood, which seems very unpleasant.
Painful. And then you have to be buried with some,
I'm getting a little woozy thinking about it. But, okay, let's also talk about the Shadowhunter way, because this is your other option, okay? So sometimes, you have to consume vampire blood, okay? And then you have to die, but you can have your head snapped like TVD. But then you have to be buried, and then you have to, when you wake up, dig your way out of the grave. And then you're a fledgling, and you have to consume a large quantity of human blood within 24 hours to complete the transformation or you die. So there's a lot of stakes.
Is this the Dampier?
No, this is the Dampier. Just are born that way, and so are Moroi. This is
I want to be born a vampire. Why is that not
option? That's not an option because you're a human and you have to choose one of these options to be changed. Okay, so this is the way of Simon in the Shadowhunter Chronicles.
It's not working. Can you scroll down?
So now
we're going into Simon?
No. That is Simon. I just told you. The one where you have 24 hours to complete the transformation.
Pick one.
I thought that was supposed to be Vampire Academy.
No, Vampire Academy doesn't have one, so they're not a choice for this option.
But it is. No, but you can become a Strigoi.
Yeah, but there's no transformation, so that's not an option for our game. You can become a Strigoi very quickly, and you just become evil, and your eyes are ugly. But that'll be an option for other other things. Okay, I'm going to choose the TVD way. I think that's the best option here, actually. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but if you choose one of those ways, then are you going to be that type of vampire?
No, that's just the way you're going to be. We're making our own lore by picking pieces of other lore. Okay?
Okay. Wait!
You can pick and choose for other situations, but this is just how you will be turned.
But if you're turned as a Twilight vampire, you're extra beautiful. That doesn't happen with every single one of them.
Well, most vampires do get, more attractive. Yeah. Except for Strigoi, and True Blood gets real pale.
Yeah. But Vampire Diaries, get a little prettier.
Yeah, most vampires, that's part of their nature is, mm-hmm. to be pretty to attract you, their prey. Mm-hmm. Strigois are just ugly as fuck.
I feel like Vampire Diaries is, a very easy way out.
Mm-hmm. So. It is, but you can't choose, the same twice in, back to back. But you can only choose one Twilight.
I don't like these rules.
Just pick one. It's hard to become a vampire. It sucks. You have to die.
Beauty is pain.
I am trying to figure out what I want.
What I want.
I'm shocked that this is hard.
Yeah.
Why? Because you all picked Vampire Diaries. Yeah, fine. I'm picking Vampire Diaries.
Okay. We have the Vampire Diaries way that we will be changed. Okay. Now we're moving on to your teeth and face.
Okay.
Okay, so if you want to pick the Twilight, you do have normal looking teeth. This is what's really cool about the Twilight vampires. They have like so much good shit going for them. They have normal looking teeth that just can shred through anything. They're just so fucking strong. They're like steel and they're full of venom. And you will have red eyes, but like it's your iris and you can change it and become a vegetarian if you want. But like if you choose True Blood, or you get pop out fangs. They look pretty normal except pale. And pop out fangs. TVD, you got pop out fangs with a veiny ass face.
Yeah. Oh, the eyes.
Yeah, they're like.
Yeah.
You can choose Misery from Bride or Simon from TMI. Like they're pale and they always have their fangs, but you can like kind of hide them the way you talk. Or you could choose Strigoi, where you look like a freshly dead corpse with red rings around your eyes and pupils from Vampire Academy. Like, those vampires are the ugliest vampires, for sure.
They are the ugliest.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. Have you seen some of those Dracula?
Well, those, yeah, they're the ugliest on our little thing here.
Oh, yeah. Christine last night was like, I'm like, oh, where are we putting, like, Bram Stoker's Dracula? She's like, I haven't seen that yet.
Well,
I'm like,
I don't want to watch it. Not yet. I have no desire to watch that movie.
Have you seen any of the Draculas?
I've seen clips of Dracula in film
class.
That doesn't
count.
No, but I don't want to watch it because I don't care about it.
Have you read the book?
I've also attempted once, and I didn't like it.
Okay. I also, yeah. You guys need to understand that Dracula, the what makes him different and his lore different, is that he literally cannot leave. He has to bring his the ground
the prey with, which in.
He had like for him to
he can't
like,
leave where.
He can't leave his castle.
Okay, yeah. So he has to lure
people
in. He has
to bring lure them in. He has to bring the dirt with him if he wants to go anywhere. Mm. And he has to fall asleep in his
coffin. It's like Barbossa with that bucket of water in yes. Pirates of the Caribbean because he can't step on land.
Yes. Yeah, basically.
So the dirt comes from like the ground of the castle or outside the castle? Like, can he step outside the door?
Yeah, it's just the dirt of the
ground.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Of like his homeland or something. Hold on.
Of his homeland of Transylvania.
His native soil.
Ah, so is that the country or is that his grounds?
This is my vampire.
His grounds. I see you have a vampire cheat sheet.
Mm-hmm.
You're prepared.
All right. So what are we picking for the way we look? I think for this one, I'm going to pick Twilight. I want normal teeth. And
I like True Blood, the pop-out fangs.
All right.
Two looks in one.
Okay.
And they're all of them are pale. Twilight's really pale too.
Yeah, but they sparkle too in the sun.
Oh, that is fun.
Wait, so I can't pick Vampire Diaries because I've already picked it.
You know what? I forgot that the sun is different, so you don't necessarily sparkle. You can't pick Vampire Diaries for this one, but you can pick it for other ones.
Why?
Because we're trying
She's
to mix
making
it up.
Rules to make it hard. Right?
It's to make it more interesting, your vampire lore. If you just all pick the Vampire Diaries, you're just going to be a Vampire Diary vampire.
Here's the thing. I really like fangs.
So get do True Blood. True do True Blood. Blood.
But they're so pale.
They're all the
same
equally
pale.
Have you seen Edward? He is a sheet of paper.
A sheet of paper.
Vampire Diaries are not pale.
I mean,
they
are
a little
still
bit,
pale.
But not super, yeah.
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 Okay, fine. Then
also,
I'm
there's something called a spray tan, people.
Yeah.
Okay. You can... It's very easy to get a spray tan.
Okay. Just get yourself a spray tan.
Well, wait. Then I feel like I'm gonna go with Misery from Bride because she always has fangs.
She always has fangs.
You
so they don't get the pop.
Want them out. I don't want to even try.
Natasha
that
just smiled to show her fangs. I see. I just want to like be able to pass as a normal human pretty easily.
I think you're gonna have a hard time passing? Eating people because how are you gonna lure them in when you already have the fangs out?
Fine. Then I'm doing pop out fangs.
You guys, you don't have to.
I'm just thinking logistically. How are we
so
eating the people?
Seriously.
This is competitive. Okay?
All right. So we're going to move on to your living during the day. Okay. So this is what your life's going to be like, depending on what you choose here. So I already chose my Twilight. So this is off the table for me. There's a few special exceptions where you can choose Twilight again, just so you'll know. But this one you can't. So this is the sun. Twilighters can go in the sun. They just sparkle and they don't need to sleep, which is nice. All right. But like the Vampire Diaries, you have to hunt down a witch and have them make jewelry for you, or else you burn up and die. But you also don't really have to sleep. Mm-hmm. Then Shadow Hunters, you can hunt down Jace Wayland and drink his blood if you can do it without him murdering you, or else you burn up and die in the sun. And then True Blood, you can find a fairy to use as sunscreen.
Poor Ting. Dang,
truly.
But like, you have to sleep during the day, or else you, like, your eyes start to bleed and you die in True Blood. Like, you have to sleep. That's a vampire that needs human like things like sleep. And Strigoi just go up in flames during the sun, so you're fucked. I think for this one, I'm choosing the Vampire Diaries. Like, I will hunt down a witch and like try to make a deal for some jewelry.
I'm picking Twilight for sure.
Okay.
How are you going to lure people in? You're going to need donations from the blood bank. She's not getting anything fresh.
She needs
nothing
some true
organic.
Blood. Some synthetic true
blood.
I have
pop out bangs and I can go in the sun and sparkle. It's not that big a deal.
See, I will
in your
sparkle,
world,
which
people
is
are
cool.
accepting of vampires then. Like, it's like they're there. You're not trying to hide.
I mean, Edward and Alice, they all live in Forks, and I think they're fine.
Because it's cloudy.
Yeah.
365 days a year. I'm doing Vampire Diaries.
Okay, what kind of jewelry are you going to try to acquire?
A ring.
I'm going to do probably a necklace, because I feel like I'd take off rings by accident sometimes.
And then someone can just snatch it off of you, though. Natasha, yeah. That's what she's going to do.
I can walk in the sun.
She's going to walk in the sun and snatch your necklace.
She can snatch off your finger if she wanted.
I also don't need to sleep.
I don't need to sleep either.
We don't need to sleep either.
What?
Because we chose no sleep. The Vampire Diaries. No
listen, I'm just trying to be different from you all.
She's not like the other girls.
I have like a Rosalie choker, but like with a less ugly crest. Like
you can
more
wear
subtle.
That all the time.
I know. All
yeah,
the time.
That I'll wear all the time. Like the myth where the scarf kept that lady's head on.
Oh yes, I love that book.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like if I had jewelry, I would just do like little studs.
But then
I just
you
forget
need
that
two.
They're there.
I just thought of something inappropriate.
So. What you can
oh,
say?
A nipple
it?
Piercing.
Yes. Then no one
are
would
you,
see
okay,
it.
Are you okay? That's what you're getting—a nipple piercing.
No, ring.
Why not go for it? This is
oh, wait, earrings
hypothetical.
Is good. Earrings is great too, because
but
like,
earrings
pierced.
Is like you need two, or you need to just have one, because then you'll get confused which one's the real one.
I mean, I'm gonna do a ring.
Okay.
Okay.
It's gonna be Taylor Swift's engagement ring.
All right. Nice. Okay. Nice. A knockoff.
Yeah, a knockoff.
All right. Now for our random special magical powers. Okay, so this is what you can choose. So for your magical powers, you can choose if you want an elemental magic, then I will roll a dice. And according to the dice will be what power you get, okay? Or you can have an enhanced trait like Twilight. Now, this is like an exclusion, so you can still be a Twilight. But we, the two people that are not you, will choose what your heightened traits can be. And then you can choose between one of those traits to be your power.
Oh, okay. I see. So we're going to add them in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do you want an elemental magic that you'll roll a dice for? Or do you want the enhanced trait magic?
Mm-hmm. Wait, are you guys picking the enhanced trait magic for me?
That's what we, no, if you Natalie that, and I, we, yeah. will give you two options for your enhanced traits.
This is really hard.
Or do you want elemental magic?
If you want an elemental, I'll roll the dice.
I feel like you guys are going to pick really stupid enhanced traits for me.
No, I see how into this you are. I wouldn't hurt you like that.
We
Christine
have to
would.
Hurt you. Well, no then one's you, picking you anything interesting. You could have picked nipple clamps.
Well, I didn't mention the nipple piercing.
I know. You should option. Be the vampire with a nipple piercing. It'd be so
okay,
fun.
Okay, fine. I'm going to do enhanced trait.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. For your enhanced trait, you're going to be able to...
She's already laughing at her own joke.
Oh, oh no. My, the evil cackle.
Oh, no.
You're going to be able to, as long as the fabric is in sight, you can use your eyes to sew them into something telepathically.
Oh, she can control fabric.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah.
That's cool.
That is cool. Mm-hmm. If there was a war, you just need to have, like, lots of fabric around, and you can, like, wrap them all up in it.
Be like Doctor Strange's cloak.
Like a big curtain.
I was going to pick that you could, like, hypnotize people. Like Dracula, you know, like, control them, tell them what to do.
That one's boring, Natalie.
What? I mean, it's not. It's based on Natasha, who she is as a person. She's very engaging. I like to control people. No, she's very, like, engaging. Okay, fine. I'll do something more fun.
Okay. It needs to be, like, a new one. Yeah.
Ooh. You can physically change, and not yours, but anyone else's, like, hair and eyes.
Ooh.
Like, the color and, like, the cut and everything. Like your
That's like the lady from Six of Crows.
She can do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I can physically change their hair color and cut.
Yeah, the color, the eye color.
Okay, and then Christine's is I can control fabrics.
Mm-hmm, like telepathically.
So in war, I could use people's clothes to like suffocate them.
Yeah.
And then in war with Natalie's
hair to suffocate.
I can just make their hair grow so long
it weighs it down.
Wait, and then like... it grows into my hand and I go like, yes. Wa-bam! Yes.
I feel like that's a lot of
You would just make 1,000 Rapunzels on the battlefield.
You would also I know. I feel like the way you use that in war is like for subterfuge. Like you are spies and stuff. Like you make people look different so they can't recognize them so they can sneak in.
But she could also make like the human centipede by like braiding all of their hair together.
That would take a lot of braiding though.
Oh my god. I like both of these. I just don't know which one I'm going
to
have the most
Which
fun
one
with.
To lock in? Nina. Nina's the name of Six of Crows that can do that. The heart render.
Okay. I'm trying to change. I'm trying to pick. Hair or fabric? Hair or fabric?
Oh my god.
Hair or fabric?
just go.
I think I'm going to do hair.
I was going to mention, well, you already picked. You chose wisely, my dear. With your skill, you will be very, very wealthy because you will own... your own hair extension company.
But I think she'd be really wealthy with the other one because she could make wedding dresses like instantly and sell them.
You said she could attack people with fabric, okay?
Yeah, that's because she could do everything.
We're thinking war times.
We were thinking war times, but you can use all of those all the time.
Your war.
I feel like because I like being in charge of people's appearances, that would be more satisfying.
And
for
you
me.
Would make your enemies ugly. You'd give him a bowl cut.
Yes.
How do you fight in war? Give them all bowl cuts. Make them too embarrassed to wake up in the morning. Yeah. Oh, boy. All right. Natalie, what are you choosing?
I'm going with enhanced trait as well.
All right.
Natalie loves her witchy powers.
I know. Okay. Every day... you will be have like the power for like 3 people to like make something happen to them their everyday lives. It's like a future projector. Like you could project a certain future out of their like choices and you can make them choose one of the things that they're thinking about. So you can also read what they're like looking to do today.
So I get to kind of control their lives.
Yeah, but it like there's a check and balance. Like you can only do it 3 times a day or something.
Okay.
For Nat, I think she also loves buying things.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I want to give you like the power to have over like the major billionaires in the world, like just them, and so that you can determine what they spend their money on.
So what are the rules here? Like, so they have to be a billionaire and she can direct their money. You're like a financier.
But with Christine's, I can do that. I can do three people a day.
Oh, shit, you can.
Yeah.
Okay.
She gave me a lot of power over there.
Yeah. Yeah, that, but you gave her so much power.
Well, I think the person there's has to be in your life, too. You can't, like, be like, there's a billionaire, like, 3,000 miles away. Like, if you're, you have to be interacting.
I have to physically see them.
Yeah.
Like, be
in their,
yeah. So mm-hmm. I could fly to the Mykonos.
You'd have to find them. Yeah. Hunt them down.
It's not hard to do on a mega yacht or
that's true.
Using some children as labor.
Okay.
I know what I'd want. I like other things.
I know you like other things. I'm trying to figure
out.
I
really like animals.
Oh. You want the power to talk to animals?
Yeah. That's a good one. That's an adorable. Pick that one. Okay.
I want that one.
So right now, as we have it, Natalie has the power to talk to animals, and she looks like a TVD vampire, right? Did you pick that? You have you have a ring on or nipple rings.
Or nipple. I think I can change it. It's interchangeable.
Okay. Natasha has the power to change your appearance. And she looks like Bride, so she always has fangs. And
no, I went with True Blood.
After I told her she was gonna starve.
Oh, okay. So you have pop out fangs.
Yeah.
Nice. And you sparkle in the sun.
I sparkle.
Okay. Cool beans.
And I never sleep.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. None of us sleep. We're gonna get so much shit done. Okay. Enhanced trait. Give me one.
Oh.
Whoa. Oh. Well, okay. I feel like I already told you this last week for your book idea that you're not going to use. So anything you write on paper will happen.
Oh my God. Like, that's a horrifying trait.
But there has to be limitations on that. Like, you can only make it happen for other people, not for yourself. And, you have to have something. It has to be equal to good things to bad things. So, like, you can't just have good things happen. You also have to, if you write something positive for somebody, then you have to write something negative for someone else.
That's like
a give and take.
Yeah,
give and take. Well, would you think it would happen automatically, or I would have to write it?
No, you would have to write it.
Hmm.
Okay. It has to have the caveat. Like, my boyfriend will love me. He's going to propose to me.
Well, no, it can't be about me.
My boyfriend is going to get the, like, nicest job and make lots of money, but it's going to be a stressful job, and he's not going to like it.
Or do you mean that I could say my boyfriend's going to get a great job and my neighbor down the street is going to lose his job?
Yeah.
Okay. That's that. Right.
Okay. There has to be limits.
Yeah, but that whole power is, like, sadness.
No, because, like I said, you have a great job, but it's, like, a stressful job, right?
But you have to be mean.
No, it's not mean. It's real. You have to be real.
Well, you have to be mean to somebody.
I'm trying to think. Well, obviously, Christine likes writing. She also loves comedy. And she loves stories. So, I feel like I want to give you the power to, like, make stories real.
That's the, like, same thing as
copycat cheating. Also, I need to preface mine
without
the
writing.
Negative thing doesn't have to, it could be like, I hope my neighbor gets what she wants for Christmas, but then the roses in her garden die, unfortunately. You know, so she gets what she wants for Christmas, but her flower garden
is, like,
died.
The spoiler powers. It's so
scary. Okay, I feel like I want to give, like, Christine, like, intensified sunshine power. So she has the power to either bring, like, either bring light into a room in a sense of, like, make it light to dark, like, intensify it, and then that could go evil too. And then also, like, the sunshine could also be their mood. So always make people happy when she enters into
a
room.
Jasper's powers.
Or depressed.
No, depressed.
Darkness, both? Oh, just lightness.
Just lightness.
Okay.
Okay.
Where's the check and balance on that one?
Well, not all of them, like, because yours is super powerful, whereas the sunshine one is not, like, as overwhelming, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I feel like I would, like, get really depressed being in charge of, like, people's fates like that. So I think I'd have to do the sunshine and be just, like, a happy maker, because I can't say your roses will die.
Cost of power,
do
Christine.
It. I can't do that. I would be so sad making sacrifices those decisions for people. Made. All right, so I'm a sunshine vampire.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Ironic, a little bit.
Why is that? Oh, because of the
character. Well, because vampires can't.
I have my ring. Normally, I mean, my choker. My choker.
You're an emotional vampire, but like a happy vampire.
Emotion. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like a version of Jasper.
Yeah, but you have light powers.
Like actual physical light.
Yes.
Yeah, like Alina.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Allergies, choose one. Do you want to be allergic to vervain like the Vampire Diaries? Mm-hmm. All food makes you ill, like in Twilight. So let me just clarify, like in the Vampire Diaries, they can still eat as long as they're like drinking a healthy diet of blood. Their body functions normal. Garlic, like what we do in the shadows, or crosses and holy water and churches like burn your physically skin like in Shadowhunters. I think I'd go vervain.
Why is that? Okay, now we're sounding like TBD is the best vampire to be.
Well, you can't choose it back. It is the best choice after Twilight. but, like, I think True Blood, they can't eat anything except blood because he, like, only orders a glass of wine when they don't have the True Blood to drink, and then he doesn't drink it. So.
I'm going to pick, I'm going to pick crosses and holy water. Mm-hmm. But I'm excluding the churches because there's a church on every block. Like, I can't, like...
Well, it's only if you step foot. You can't, like, step foot physically. Okay, it's like a barrier.
Never have, never will. So I think I'm good. Okay. Haven't for 30 years. So I think I'll be safe. Yeah, I'm going to do crosses and holy water.
Okay.
I'm going to do garlic.
Nice. I freaking would die without garlic in my life.
Eat a lot of things.
It's so good. You're a chef.
I'm assuming that most vampires don't eat anyways, so.
Some eat to blend in, but like, yeah.
But at least like I can still eat, you know, and don't have to like regurgitate it like Twilight vampires.
Yeah.
You
know, why not just crosses and holy water?
Because.
It's easy not to be religious. That's a choice.
Natasha is religious.
I am.
Spoiler. Okay.
It's not very front-facing anymore.
Oh, okay. Got you.
You know what's crazy? I keep getting religious people coming up on Hinge, and I'm like, why? This is weird. In LA, I get like people who really want someone who really loves Jesus, and I'm like, this just doesn't feel like me. What is in this area? Yeah. Anyway, okay. How can you be killed?
Wait, Christine, you didn't pick one.
Oh, yeah. Well, I picked vervain. Vervain is so annoying because then everyone just puts vervain in shit.
I know. But isn't put it in like, the water supply.
Yeah, isn't that like scentless and tasteless?
Yeah.
So you don't even know it's in there until you like drink it.
Well, I think it does have a scent because sometimes they sniff and they're like, vervain!
Oh, okay.
Okay. It's like an herb.
It's like a kryptonite.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. But like, I think if people don't know, if we live in a world where there's lots of different species of vampire, like it's harder to know what lore is correct to like go against your vampire, you know? And since I'm such a happy vampire, no one's going to think that I am a vampire that's out to get them.
You're going to be able to like walk through life without really anyone knowing because everyone will just be happy.
Yeah, everyone will just be like, oh, she's not here to hurt me. Mm-hmm. You've given me the ultimate lure.
Truly. Okay, how can we be killed?
Mm-hmm. So you can either be killed by a silver stake, which feels kind of rare. That's Shadowhunters.
Or Buffy.
Getting your head ripped off and being set on fire. Twilight. You can die so many ways in True Blood. meeting the sun, drained of blood, staked, hepatitis B. And when you get staked, you explode into a bunch of blood.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah.
It's pretty really fucking nasty, but awesome in like when it's a bad vampire. Mm-hmm. Or like TVD, you can die by a wooden stake. Unless you're like an original, which you aren't.
Or the sun, if you don't have a sunlight ring.
Yeah, or right. The sun. Mm-hmm.
But being as that I'm already...
You're sunproof because you're sparkly.
I'm sunproof, mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm basically stake-proof, right?
Why? Because, why? Are you a Twilight?
Mm. Oh, no, I'm not. Wait.
You're not.
Well, how do we... Wait, we didn't get to choose our bodies.
Well, that was like the eyes and teeth. That's me. Oh.
Okay, wait.
That's my Twilight trait.
Okay, so true blood.
You have to. You need to like rip their head off and set them on fire.
Yeah. So we are true blood vampires. Wait, are you? No, you're.
No, I'm. No, we're Vampire Diary vampires, with the retractable fangs.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going silver stake because those are expensive.
They are. That's hard.
That requires budget. Okay.
You have to have thought.
The budget to buy one. You're not gonna have 100 on you, and then the skill to like get me because your vampires are fast. So.
Yeah. Because TVD, they can just break them up and then stab you with it.
Right. That's wood is everywhere. What? This is wood. Okay.
Yeah.
No wood.
Well, wait. If I choose, you have to have your head ripped off by another vampire and be set on fire.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to choose that because then silver stakes aren't going to get me.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, no stakes are going to get me, though.
But other vampires can get you.
Yeah.
And I don't want any other vampire getting me.
But other vampires can get you with their silver stakes.
No, but vampires can't hold the silver.
Oh. It burns.
They'd have to wear gloves. But yeah, I'm sure they could find a way. Life finds a way.
All I need is a glove and I'm safe. Fabric.
But what if there's like vampire hunters? Because there's always vampire hunters.
Yeah,
always
they vampire have to have much. Yeah. You know, silver is $1,000
a job, gram. Though, is to kill vampires.
They just have to make sure they get it out when they're done so they have their stake at all times. What if you get a steak and then like a physical like meat steak and then spray paint it silver and then throw it at a vampire and they die?
Okay. So like a wood steak.
No.
She's talking about a real... That's not how it works.
Like an actual steak.
Like a piece of steak and then spray paint it silver and then you throw it at vampires and they explode.
You can't spray paint it with silver though.
You just have to spray paint it the color silver.
Like metal.
Or no. I'm talking about like the color silver if it's on a piece of meat will murder a vampire. I want that.
That's not an option.
She's choosing meat, I guess.
That's so dumb, Christine.
Also, you eat meat. Well, I guess you eat blood.
I don't eat silver meat. That's going to make you sick.
Like unicorn blood? I'm picking having my head ripped off.
You'll never be able to trust another vampire.
I feel like if you get your head ripped off anyways from another vampire, you're going to die anyway. Your head's ripped off.
No. It can just reconnect. It says silver stake only. It reconnects. Or I think it's glued on so heavily that you can't rip it off.
I think that if you pick silver stake, they need a silver stake. And if I pick silver meat stake, like nobody carries around silver spray
paint. Christine, that's not an option.
Yes, it is. I'm just reinterpreting silver stake.
No, it's not. Fine, I'm picking
silver
steak.
She's moving the E over next to the A.
I'm picking silver steak.
Okay.
I'm just realizing.
Which kind? The meat one?
No!
The normal one, the expensive one, more expensive than an actual steak.
I just realized that, like, being a vampire is hard.
What if I only can die?
You just realized that after seeing all these movies and reading all these books?
What did you say, that it's hard?
Yes.
Well, like, why have some writers really chosen this lore? Like, why are Stephanie's vampires
you
like
need
so
to give
good?
Them, you balance. Need to give them balance. Yeah, because the humans need to have a chance. The thing with Stephanie's vampires is, like, some people are annoyed because they're so overpowered in comparison to humans. Like, they really don't have a chance. Whereas, like,
By the way, their lives are still easier than normal humans.
Yeah, I was like, humans can die a million different ways. Yeah.
Periods.
Yeah, but die just tripping. I think yeah. I can only die from a filet mignon spray painted sewer. Oh my God.
Now we're getting specific with the steak cut. The cut of steak.
Not in the options.
Also, I would hate that because I like steak and I would want to eat steak.
But it would only hurt you if it was painted silver.
Oh my God.
I can't. So bad.
Why?
She's a cheater. She's cheating.
You are cheating.
I'm not cheating, guys. All right, I'm being inventive and creative.
No.
All right. All right. Now, going into houses. Now, you're a vampire. You know how you can be killed. You know your powers. You need somewhere to live. You've woken up in North Dakota. Now, you can't enter any private establishments without permission. Like, that rule is in our lore, okay? So where are you going to go, and how are you going to get in?
I wonder why that is such, like, a big thing in lore.
It's because it's a check and balance with a human. Like, it's just to make humans feel like they have some sort of power.
Okay.
So where are you going to go, and how are you going to get in?
I'm going to use my power, which is change my appearance into looking like someone that they know.
How will you figure that out? Because they don't know anybody.
Investigations.
So you're going to stalk them.
That's really, it's right at my fingertips.
But you don't have any internet. You woke up randomly in North Dakota, so you have to find the internet.
Yeah, there's no internet. You don't have a phone.
Okay, then I'll figure it out.
You just need to follow someone.
Yeah, you need to follow someone. You need to ask to use their phone.
Oh.
You could do that.
And then go to their most recent or like.
Literally calls. Ask to use their. No, I just follow them. And then I'm like, oh, hello. Bite them. Die, baby. Oh, and then take over their life.
No, you can't do that. You still can't get into their house unless they gave you the deed or something. It doesn't work like that. Oh, but no,
I see what she's saying. She'll transform into that person, go to that house, assuming they live with someone. Oh, you're saying
you'll like polyjuice them. Knock on the door
and be like, I don't have my key. Let me in, Susie.
Yeah, exactly.
And Susie be like, come on in. And then she'd kill Susie and then take over the house.
Oh my gosh.
You're an evil vampire.
I guess so.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go to a hotel.
Motel Holiday Inn?
No, like a nice hotel, like the Four Seasons.
And
like,
North Dakota?
Yeah, the North Dakota Four Seasons.
Okay.
I'll find their best hotel. And then I will get a room and I'll convince them to give it to me for free because I have my sunshine powers.
That's nice.
And then I'll use the phone to call someone I know and tell them, like, I'm coming here. Please let me in because I lost my key. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
I just don't like this. I don't like the whole being invited thing.
But that's part of what happens when you become a vampire.
Not every vampire is like that.
Yeah, but vampire is like that, so that you have rules and you need to work around to get to things. That's
why vampires aren't like that.
Oh my goodness. That is why this exercise is not to have that lore. Natalie, what are you gonna do?
Hell no, I'm not staying in North Dakota. Okay, I'm getting myself a Greyhound bus ticket. Okay. No. I don't want to be there. So, that's assuming we have
you
money.
Make friends with animals.
Well, yeah, I'm going to talk to the animals. I'm going to be like...
You're going to ride a horse to a new state.
I could.
Wait, can pets invite you into their house?
Oh, yes, they can. The pets are going to invite me in. Well,
the
pet doesn't
own the house, though, but I guess...
It doesn't have to be the owners. It has to be who lives in the house.
Yeah.
And the pet can... They can invite me in through the dog door. I have to crawl through the dog door to get in.
I like that rule. I like that
but
check.
But I have no interest in taking over someone's house.
Me either. I want my own. Like,
and also, Christine, yours assumed you had money to book a hotel.
Well, no, remember I used my powers to convince them to give it to me for free.
Okay, got you. Then I would just have the animals steal me money, bring me money. The crows would steal people's bring it to me. And then I would either, if I have to stay in North Dakota, then I would buy a house. Okay, I would have the animals break into a bank.
Oh my my God. The animals are going to become criminals on your behalf. Yes. You're mob boss of the animals.
Yes, I am mob boss.
But what if you get them killed because then the police come and start shooting the animals because they're eating? They have all the stuff.
They're too cute.
Police do.
Only the cute. Okay, I'll have all the cutest animals.
Oh, like the rabbits.
All the dogs.
I think I get the evilest animals just in case they die.
I don't believe any animal's evil, though.
What if they're the kind that eats you?
Who eats me?
Alligators, big bears. Mm-hmm.
It's not wolves. You think any animal that is no. Predator is
I just mean
just dangerous.
They're
to
dangerous,
you.
So like I just wouldn't want to send a bunch of puppies because what if they get hurt?
They won't though because the puppies are so damn cute. Nobody's gonna shoot a puppy.
But okay. But what if they take them to the pound and nobody comes to adopt them?
I'm gonna break them out of the pound. This is my gang. Okay, I'm not abandoning the gang. I'm gonna buy a giant house and all the animals are gonna come live with me. And I guess I should live in North Dakota. Then I need the acreage. That's what. Yeah. Okay. I've got it.
Vampire of North Dakota.
Yes.
Basically, my whole agenda is just morph into people. Wait, can I morph in?
You weren't supposed to, but honestly, I think it's better that you
I don't
morph
know, because your power was to change other people.
Right.
So that might be a check there.
Well, then I'm probably going to need another vampire friend.
No, I think you get a job at a salon.
No, if I can change people,
it's so normal.
Yeah, she makes money and then she rents an apartment.
Like my normal life in New York City. She can work for like the FBI or something.
Oh,
that's boring.
Is it?
I want to like have fun. Oh, I can change somebody into like Taylor Swift.
Oh, and then.
Oh my God, that would be dangerous.
Sell them?
I don't know.
That's
you could be like, I'm your manager.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on.
Okay, you're a loner, but you don't want to be alone forever. How do you fix it? Like,
I really just love the way you spelled both of our names here.
I was writing really fast in the night.
I like it.
Okay. Your name is spelled fine.
That's probably because it like auto filled in my name. Well, I'm going to combine this with romantic life because we're running out of time here. So you're a loner and you're trying to pick your significant other. Now you have a few ways where you can do that. Okay. You can find a human that you make your bitch, basically, because if they drink your blood, then they get addicted to it and they kind of listen to whatever you say so that they can drink your blood some more. Okay. And you've promised that you're going to make them a vampire eventually, but really it's like, if I will feel like it. Mm-hmm. And then you can actually sire a vampire, like in True Blood. So you'd have to drain them, bury them with you. And then they'll be tethered to you, like kind of like family, because you'll have to be dead with them underground for a full day and night and rise with them. I think I'm going to do that with my husband. And then there's the crazy bloodthirsty Twilight vampires. So you can turn them into a vampire, but they're like a crazy, super strong newborn and they're struggling to control themselves and it's basically wild. But that's what Carlisle does. And or you can mate with a human that will die someday, or you can choose to be a loner for 100 years and then stumble across your true love vampire, but he'd probably cheat on you eventually because
what is that ending?
What? Why? That ending is because he's a vampire with his own life, and when you live for
but
so
I'm
long,
I'm also a vampire with my own life.
Yeah,
has
I know.
100 years under their belt.
50. Oh, wait, 100 years. I thought it said 50. Wow, 100 years from now.
Why wouldn't the one you sire cheat on you?
Because you're kind of tethered to them, so you can kind of tell them what to do a little bit.
It's kind of messed up, Christine.
I know, but you're already messed up.
So how do you know that? How do you know if it's real love or not? Because they are forced to love you.
Well, you, like, hypothetically choose someone you're, like, dating, you know?
Right.
To sire. Right. Yeah. So okay, I think I'm going to sire so that we'll be linked forever. And I think as a vampire, I might be more like, you can cheat on me and come back together if it's been 100 years, because I'm confident in our relationship, you know?
I mean, I like the idea of the sire as well, because then, like, I have, like, a little family.
Yeah, I think we would make a whole family of little sires, just like Carlisle, but, like, a little darker.
Wait, you'd have, so you would have, like, a harem.
No, it wouldn't be all people like that.
So you would be all the different flavors.
No, listen. No, like. No. I'm not picking men.
That's what she's picking.
Oh, that's not what I'm picking. I'm picking, like, I will have, like, my husband sired, but then we'll decide to, like, maybe each of us sire, like, a kid. No, not an actual kid. Like a young person that will be our child, like, years from now when we're old.
Okay. But you're taking their life away from them.
Yeah. No, they'll be choosing, or they'll already be dead or dying. Just like Carlisle.
Yeah. But Carlisle was dealing with dead bloodthirsty people. Newborns.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like him, I will do it to people who are, like, near death.
Oh, that I see. Sense. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Like, they're, like, cancer.
Oh, yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. I feel like then that's the best option.
Well, you do have to suck them dry and then live underground with them for a day. But then you're bonded forever.
You know, as the woman here that is married, I'm picking number 5. Vampire you stumble across 100 years from now that has his own life and personality that will eventually cheat on you, apparently. But more of like meeting other people who have their own thing going on, and then we'll have a relationship for X amount of years.
Yeah,
and then
that
we'll
sort
move
of thing.
On and we'll find new people and new, because this is forever,
girls. Yeah, it's forever.
Not your human life.
Yeah,
I intend to be married for my human life.
Yeah,
right? Like,
of
I
course.
Love my
it's
husband,
different. It's different.
But for 5,000 years, like,
it's a lot.
I want to be with the same person for
Yeah, I think naturally years. You like will both move on after a certain amount of years.
Yeah, so I'm picking that one because I feel like. Love changes and love evolves. And,
yeah. Vampirism is really interesting in that, like, if you think about the Cullens and stuff, like, what will happen to them in, like, hundreds of years? Will they grow apart? Will they just be a family, but not, like, a family where everyone's married?
Right.
They're so pure, though. They feel, like, very religious.
Very.
Well, I mean, that's... the reason why, like, Stephanie wrote it that way.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the reason why, like, Jacob is, like, pure of heart, even though we, like, make fun of it. Like, because we like to put it in, like, normal people standards. But, like, in the book, he's not like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like I want to have, like, freedom as well, in a sense.
Yeah. To explore all your avenues as a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you're not gonna get married, like, right off the bat?
No, I'm gonna do number 5 like Natalie did.
Oh, you're changing?
Yeah, vampire stumble across 100 years from now that has his own life and
good
personality.
Good job, young Padawan. I feel like I've really influenced you heavily on this.
She keeps making me want to change my mind.
It's like, you want to trap someone for 5,000 years.
I'm still gonna do the sire, but like somebody who wants to be sired, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, it's gonna be great, y'all. And we'll form our own vampire coven.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We can all live next to each other. In Bontong.
I want to be in a coven with you guys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the one thing I want forever is my girlfriends.
Mm-hmm. So that's why we live next door to each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then you guys can make sure, like, we're doing good in the graves when we're siring and everything. No one's coming to kill us while we're asleep.
It's just 1 day, or is it 3 days?
It's one day and night.
It's 1 day of our
1 day.
Five,
is it 24 hours?
I think it says a day and a night, so it must be 24 hours.
24 hours.
Mm. Yeah. But, yeah, during that day, like, there's daylight. What if someone unburies you to murder you?
Does she love how the way she
you
says
have your
bearing?
Ring on. I don't know why I almost flipped it.
I have my choker, but my sire won't have anything yet.
There's more fish in the sea. All right, we find someone
else. I'm spending my time siring him. I want it to live.
You're gonna have to get your sire a jewelry piece too then.
Yeah, I know. Maybe like before I have any kids or sire, I will like be like find my witch best friend and like buy her house next to all of us so that she can help us out with all of our children and sires.
Love.
Mm-hmm.
Then what are you going to do for her? You can't just use and abuse her.
No, I won't. We'll be best friends and we'll have an even exchange. I will give her whatever she needs.
Okay. Just making sure.
I don't know
Bonnie
her yet.
Was taken advantage of.
Bonnie was taken advantage of. But like this will be a different sort of thing. Like we'll actually be even friends. And yeah, we'll invite witches into the coven for protection.
I want to be one of the witches, honestly. I don't want to be the vampire. I want to be Bonnie.
All right, y'all. We are going to wrap up with a Merry Kiss Cliff. All right, got Stefan from the Vampire Diaries. Mm-hmm. We've got Christian, who has fire powers and dark hair from Vampire Academy. Mm-hmm. And we've got Bill from True Blood.
No, why can't we have Eric?
Because that would make it easy. We all want Eric.
Yeah.
Now he doesn't know who Christian is.
Fine, let me change someone else.
He sounds nice, though.
He is kind of nice. I like him.
He's nice.
Okay, let me find someone else that's not the main character. Okay, Jasper from Twilight. Okay, wait. Jasper, Stefan, and Bill from True Blood. Suki.
Suki.
Jasper, Stefan, and Bill.
I'm going to marry Jasper. I'm going to kiss Stefan and Cliff Bill.
Yeah, same. Mm-hmm. That was, yeah.
Jasper can do so much for our anxiety. Like,
I've got meds for that, but.
But, like, you know. I don't want meds, so, like, I have Jasper.
I'm like, oh, wait, are we our vampire selves or our real
selves? I think we're our real selves for this.
I'll still be on Lexapro. But...
I guess, I mean, yeah, I'm going to marry Jasper. I'll kiss Stefan, though, and Cliff Bill.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we all Cliff Bill.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you kissed Bill.
No. Why is Bill so unlikable?
He's just not cute.
He looks
old. Yeah. He's not cute.
Even though they got married in real life.
I know. Yeah. Are they still together?
Yes.
I think so. Anna Paquin and Steven.
That's nice. Yeah. I just didn't.
I don't know. I mean, even now, you know who's cute now? Sam. I think he was always cute, but like now he looked kind of old, but now I'm like, he's cute. But Bill is like elder.
Who's Sam?
Sam is the bar. He owns the bar, Merlot's.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he's her boss,
mm-hmm.
and he's a werewolf, but he turns into a dog.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, all this stuff was coming back. I was like, wow, I really forgot everything about this show.
I forgot everything.
I forgot about True Blood itself, like that it was synthetic blood and that they lived together. And, like, it was all controversial and people knew about vampires.
About that, too. That's what he's drinking.
Yeah, because vampires are, like, out in the open.
Oh, they're out in the open.
And they don't want them to kill.
It's honestly, it's such a fascinating concept to watch. Like, there's so much to do with it, which is why, like, the series was able to go on for so long. But there's also people who, like, because it's a drug, vampire's actual blood, it's like a hallucinogen that like can heal. Right. And like, so there are people who will like trap vampires and drain them and then they'll die. So that's what happens in the first episode. I completely forgot that like Bill is getting drained and Suki saves him.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes. I remember.
Mm-hmm. 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 And he's like, they had a big metal silver chain that they put over him to like make him lay down on the ground because it burns them. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, they really are very weak vampires.
Yeah, I know. I was like, how did they get him out there like that? They must have wrapped the thing around his neck and like pulled him out. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I know. I was like, how the fuck did he get down like that on the ground with these two humans?
I'm ready to rewatch it now that we keep talking about
Dude,
it.
Dude, I'm going to rewatch it. Just watching that one episode, I was like, I'm all in on this as an adult. Like it's so much more fascinating in terms of like all like the politics going on with the humans versus the vampires and all their mm-hmm. stuff. So yeah. And also her brother murders a lady in the first episode, her dumbass brother Jason.
Oh yeah, he's annoying.
Yeah, he's having rough sex with this woman and he strangles her by accident And it's on tape, and he's like lying to everybody. He's like, oh, I don't know her, blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, we literally have it. She taped it. Duh.
Yikes.
All right. All right. Well, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in today. Our podcast is edited by Emma Burton, Vergard, Christine Ruscio, Natasha Polis, and Alex Polis. Our music is by Cole Jenkins with vocals by Heather Traska. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at Those Forking Fangirls and on TikTok at Those Forking Fangirls. YouTube, if you like YouTube, we release new episodes every Friday. My name's Christine.
I'm Natasha.
And I'm Natalie.
And we'll see you next week. Bye, everybody.